Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. You never know what pair you're going to pull out or what shape it's in. It's time to upgrade your underwear drawer with the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. Plus, it's breathable and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/comfort. Enter promo code COMFORT. That's MeUndies.com/comfort, code COMFORT.
Sometimes the conditions of this life may seem all hope is lost. There are times we feel hopeless and drained. Troubles may compound us and fear might take the best of us. We often find ourselves entangled in the threads of challenges, uncertainties, and storms that threaten to unravel our sense of peace. It's during these tempests that we need an anchor, a firm foundation to cling to when the winds of adversity howl and the waves of despair crash upon us. The resounding truth that echoes through the ages is this: God is bigger than your problems. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. In the pages of the Bible, we discover the unwavering promises that assure us of God's supremacy and the refuge He provides in the midst of life's storms. In a world marked by constant change, God's promises stand as immovable pillars. Hebrews 13 verse 8, NIV, declares, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." Let the unchanging nature of God's promises be the rock on which we stand when the winds of trouble blow. The troubles we face are temporal, but His promises endure for all eternity. Remembering His unchanging nature gives us the assurance that, despite the shifting sands of circumstance, we can trust in the steadfast promises of our unchanging God. The very foundation of our trust in God lies in acknowledging His sovereignty. The prophet Jeremiah, inspired by divine wisdom, declared, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me?" This rhetorical question invites us to ponder the limitless power of the Creator. The problems we face may seem insurmountable, but when we recognize God's sovereignty, we realize that nothing is beyond His control. He is the orchestrator of the universe, and our problems are mere fragments within the grand tapestry of His divine plan. Consider the miraculous parting of the Red Sea as the Israelites fled from the pursuing Egyptian army. Faced with the vast obstacle of the sea in front of them and the threat of destruction behind, their problem was beyond human solution. Yet, God, in His sovereignty, made a way where there seemed to be no way, showcasing His absolute control over circumstances. In a world marked by flux and uncertainty, the constancy of God's nature stands as an unshakable pillar. The author of Hebrews assures us, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." Our problems may shift like shadows, but God remains steadfast. Trusting in Him means relying on the one who doesn't waver with circumstances. As the lighthouse guides ships through tumultuous waters, so does the unchanging nature of God illuminate our path through the storms of life. The story of Job serves as a profound example of trusting in God's unchanging nature. Despite losing his wealth, health, and family, Job remained steadfast in his faith, declaring, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord," Job 1 verse 21. Job's unwavering trust in the unchanging character of God is an inspiration for us to anchor our faith on the bedrock of God's reliability. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Romans, paints a vivid picture of God's boundless love. "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." This profound truth assures us that, no matter the magnitude of our problems, God's love surpasses them all. It is a love that transcends circumstances, embracing us in our weakness and carrying us through the darkest valleys. In times of trouble, we may be tempted to rely solely on our understanding, but God calls us to trust in His infinite wisdom. Isaiah 55 verses 8 to 9, NIV, reminds us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." Our Heavenly Father sees the complete tapestry of our lives, even when we only perceive a single thread. Trusting in Him means acknowledging that His wisdom surpasses our understanding, and in His plan, there is purpose even in our trials. In the parable of the prodigal son, we witness a powerful illustration of God's unconditional love. Despite the son squandering his inheritance and making poor choices, the father's love remained steadfast. When the prodigal son returned, the father ran to embrace him. This example teaches us that, regardless of our mistakes and shortcomings, God's love remains constant, offering a refuge in times of trouble. Jesus, in his earthly ministry, emphasized the transformative power of faith. "Have faith in God," he declared, urging us to believe that what we ask for in prayer will be granted. Trusting in God involves anchoring our faith in His ability to overcome our problems. Faith is not a mere wishful thinking. It is a deep conviction that God is not only aware of our struggles, but is also actively involved in bringing about solutions. Through faith, we tap into the reservoir of God's power and witness the miraculous unfold in our lives. In Matthew 8 verses 5 to 13, the centurion, recognizing the authority of Jesus, approached him seeking healing for his servant. Displaying unwavering faith, he declared, "But only say the word, and my servant will be healed." Jesus marveled at such faith and granted the request. This account emphasizes that trust in God's power through faith can lead to remarkable outcomes, demonstrating that nothing is impossible for Him. The pages of the Psalms resonate with the cries of those who faced adversity and found deliverance in God. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. This historical record of God's faithfulness serves as a testament to His reliability. Just as He delivered the Israelites from the bondage of Egypt and Daniel from the lion's den, God continues to rescue His children from the snares of life. Our trust in God is not founded on wishful thinking, but on the concrete evidence of His consistent deliverance throughout history. The imprisonment of Paul and Silas in Philippi is a compelling example of God's deliverance. Despite being beaten and thrown into prison, they prayed and sang hymns. God responded with a powerful earthquake that not only opened the prison doors but also led to the salvation of the jailer and his household. This narrative underscores that even in the darkest moments, God's deliverance can bring about unexpected blessing. As we navigate the unpredictable seas of life, let the resounding truth reverberate in our hearts. God is bigger than our problems. His sovereignty, unchanging nature, boundless love, transformative power through faith, and the historical evidence of deliverance form an unassailable foundation for our trust. In the tapestry of our existence, He weaves a story of redemption, triumph, and unyielding love. So, in the face of adversity, let us anchor our trust in the One who is greater than any storm, the Almighty God who holds the universe in His hands. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before You today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, You created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give You all the praise and glory. Thank You, God, for everything You have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank You from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against You. I ask for Your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For Your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, Your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack, but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.